This is WKAR. I'm Abigail Sensky. People who work for and use the Capital Area Transit Authority, or CATA, showed up at the City Council meeting in Lansing Monday to demand improvements. Lansing State Journal reporter Megan Banta was at the rally, and she joins me now in the studio to talk about what's going on with CATA. Thanks for being here, Megan.
Thanks for having me in.
Who was at Monday's rally, and what were they asking for?
So there were a handful of people at the rally on Monday. It was a few people who work for this CATA contractor called TransDev, and then a lot of organizers from their international union. So they are pushing for better wages, more affordable benefits, and better working conditions, because the building that they're working in right now is kind of falling apart. They showed me a lot of pictures of like holes in the wall leaning out to the directly to the outside. And this is the same building where they're storing all of these vans. So it's not exactly ideal conditions.
So who are the bigger players in this dispute?
So the two biggest players in this dispute are this contractor who's called TransDev. They're an international company. And they took on a contract with CATA early last year. And pretty soon after, some of the workers reached out to the Amalgamated Transit Union about forming a local that's separate from the local union covering the fixed route drivers and the mechanics and kind of the local union that people would traditionally think of. So those are the two major players that are trying to come to the table and negotiate this union's first contract.
So as far as the workers who are involved in this, is this your average Joe CATA bus driver, or are these only a specific subgroup of CATA workers?
Yeah, so this is a specific subgroup of about 90 workers who work directly for TransDev and not for CATA specifically. They cover part of the paratransit services, which is some people might know as SpecTran. They cover Ready Ride in Mason and the Mason Connector, and they also cover the connector to Williamston and then CATA's rural services.
And CATA provides transportation for folks in Lansing, East Lansing, and Lansing-Delhi and Meridian Townships. Have the local governments weighed in at all on the dispute?
So far the union has only asked the Lansing City Council and the mayor to weigh in, and they have said, you know, we support collective bargaining, we've heard your complaints, but it's not appropriate for us to step into these negotiations. And as far as I know, the other government units haven't really had a chance to weigh in yet.
This labor dispute is the latest bump in what's been a rocky road for CATA, including financial troubles and staffing shortfalls. Is there a bigger picture behind this labor dispute that we're not seeing?
So at first I thought that there might be a lot more of a bigger picture just because we weren't clear at first that it was a different labor union. But I do think that this plays a little bit into their financial troubles because they've talked before about how these contracts help them save money. And that's been a lot of their financial issues, is trying to make sure that they keep their budget, you know, low.
You're listening to WKAR. We're speaking with LSJ reporter Megan Banta about the dispute between CATA workers and their private contractor. Workers protested at the Lansing City Council meeting Monday night, making their case in front of the council. So what's the state of the negotiations between the transit union and the CATA private contractor?
So at the moment, they've been trying to negotiate this contract since last fall. And it's been a little testy from what I'm hearing from the union, and I haven't heard back from the private contractor at all yet. But I know they were going to be back at the table today, Tuesday, and again tomorrow to try to work out some of these issues over wages and benefits specifically.
Are the negotiations expected to continue to be at an impasse? And if so, will this impact people who use CATA to get around?
So when I was talking to some of the organizers last night and they were talking to some of the employees, you know, they're telling them, you have us for the next 2 days, and then it kind of goes on after that. So it seems like they think they might kind of continue to be at an impasse and not really be able to come to any kind of resolution. And they aren't really sure yet how that might affect the service. A lot of these people have said they really love their job, so I don't think they're going to be quitting anytime soon. But there is a lot of turnover there right now because of these working conditions. So it could continue to impact how many people work for this contractor through CATA.
Where are we in the timeline of this negotiation? Were you able to get a sense of that?
So the organizers have said this is part of kind of a countrywide dispute between local unions and TransDev. And I could see them trying to organize some kind of strike. Right now, these workers are paid between 14 to 17 an hour, which is quite a bit lower than the fixed route workers. They make about $27 an hour. So they're kind of trying to get some parity there. I think they might be able to, but no one can really tell at this point.
We've been talking with LSJ reporter Megan Banta about the fight between cattle workers and their contractor. Megan, thanks so much for coming by.
Not a problem. Thanks for chatting with me.